Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Hello, and welcome to the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. We are here today with Dr. Andrew Weil, the world-renowned leader and pioneer in the field of integrative medicine, which is a healing-oriented approach to healthcare that encompasses body, mind, and spirit. A Harvard-trained doctor, he is the founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona's Health Sciences Center. Dr. Weil is also the author of 14 books, including 8 Weeks to Optimum Health and Healthy Aging. And he is our Star Entrepreneur of the Month in the December 2013 issue of Be Incandescent magazine. We are thrilled to talk today to Dr. Weil about one of his latest books, Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-Being. It's an acclaimed bestseller that redefines the notion of happiness. iVillage said, "This book is a refreshing combination of clarity, science, and practical wisdom, and we could not agree more." Welcome to the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, Dr. Weil. We're thrilled to have you with us and talk about spontaneous happiness.
Thank you.
So I must gush a bit up front and tell you that I've been following you for decades. I was a subscriber to your printed newsletter and now follow your work online. So when Spontaneous Happiness came out, I immediately bought a copy and gobbled it up. I love this book because you're so honest about what it means to be happy and how in America our culture is obsessed with the unrealistic notion of being blissful all the time. Can you talk a little bit about that idea?
I think for most people, happiness is thought of as something that comes when you get something you don't have, something from outside, whether that's a new car, a better job. I don't think that's the way it works. I think that what you really want to strive for is contentment, which is an inner feeling of being complete and whole and satisfied, regardless of what your external circumstances are.
Right, that makes perfect sense. And you, in the book, you talk about it having an emotional sea level, which is not happiness per se, but rather contentment and calm acceptance, like you say. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, moods are supposed to vary. We're not supposed to be happy all the time. There are highs and lows, just as there are variations in everything in nature. And so the neutral point, you know, what is that? It's not happiness, but I think it's a place where you feel comfort, contentment, balance, wholeness, and I think you want to cultivate that feeling more and more, and then it's okay if you go up above that and below it. You don't want to have huge swings, you don't want to get stuck in the depths, but it is, I think, good to accept the normal variations of mood.
Right. And you talk in the book about the basic tenets that inform your writing about emotional well-being. Could you review some of those with us?
Well, I have drawn a lot on Eastern psychology, especially Buddhist psychology, which I think offers many great insights into the mind and what the goal should be. And I've also looked at Western psychology and the strategies that are available to help people. And in addition, my work in integrative medicine has made me very aware of lifestyle factors that affect our mental and emotional well-being, and that includes how we eat, how we exercise, how we rest and sleep. Know a whole range of choices that we can make.
And there's a bunch of really practical tips in the book, of course. You help readers assess their emotional well-being, you offer advice on lifestyle, behavior, and dietary changes that will make you feel better, and you also show a step-by-step how to build a personal plan to manage your moods, which surely is helpful to us all. I absolutely love this book. I love that you're so honest, too. You say that you suffered from some mild depression. Most people do. But whether you're suffering from mild to moderate depression or you're simply seeking greater contentment, this book is definitely useful. So can you give us some tips, practical tips, that our listeners and readers can apply today?
Sure. The strongest scientific evidence we have for physical interventions are for regular physical activity, both as a treatment and preventive for depression, and also for the use of supplemental fish oil. I recommend 2 to 4 grams a day. This is for optimum brain health and mood health. On the mental level, I think there's a whole lot of things that we can do. One is to choose wisely what we expose ourselves to. If you constantly listen to sad music and read sad novels and watch sad programs on TV, the chances are you will be sad. So you can make choices about that. And moods are contagious, so it is good to spend time in the company of people who make you feel optimistic and positive. And then I have a section in the book on spiritual techniques, and I have a whole range of things there, but just let me mention one to you. There's a great deal of evidence that gratitude can boost mood. And gratitude is so easy. There's nothing in the way of it. You just have to remember to be grateful for things. There's a very simple exercise called keeping a gratitude journal. You get a little notebook, keep it by your bed. During the day, you make mental notes of things you have to be grateful for. It could be as simple as the rising of the sun or seeing a flower. And when you go to bed, you just jot these down. Doing that for 1 week can boost mood for up to several months. That's amazing.
Wow. That is amazing. You also offer some herbal remedies. Exposure to light, you say, is really important. And something else I was really fascinated about was the breathing techniques you offer to alleviate anxiety. Can you touch a little bit on each of those topics?
Sure. I think it is very important to get some exposure to bright light during the day and as well to sleep in complete darkness. That's a way of regulating our sleep-wake cycles, which are essential to good emotional well-being. What was the second one that you mentioned?
The herbal remedies.
Well, the most familiar is St. John's wort. And there's good scientific evidence that this is quite useful for mild to moderate depression. It takes a while to work. There are some cautions about it, but generally safe and effective. I give specifics in the book about how to use that. By the way, two other supplements that are useful, vitamin D. It's very important to get your vitamin D levels checked and to supplement to bring it up if they're low. There's also a remedy called SAMI. This is not herbal, but it's a dietary supplement that works quickly. Also has a benefit of alleviating pain of osteoarthritis. So for people who are depressed and have musculoskeletal pain, it's a good choice. And what was your last one?
And the breathing techniques.
The breathing. Well, this is a favorite subject of mine. I teach all patients simple breathing exercises. This draws on yoga philosophy. But regulation of breath is a very powerful technique to affect emotions. It's impossible to be anxious, upset, angry if you are breathing deeply, slowly, quietly, and regularly. So that gives you a method of controlling your emotional states at the very start of feeling anxious, upset. If you make your breathing deep, slow, quiet, and regular, you can shut that off.
I love that. Take a breath. So let's step back a bit. Can you tell us what inspired you to write this book?
Yes, I'm very alarmed at the just completely reckless use of antidepressant medication in our culture today. I think 1 in 10 adults are now taking antidepressants. 1 in 4 of us are on psychiatric medication of some kind, including lots of kids. We have no idea what these drugs do to developing brains. The pharmaceutical industry has been very successful in convincing people that ordinary states of sadness are matters of unbalanced brain chemistry that need to be treated with drugs. So all of that has made me very concerned, and I wanted to give people practical alternatives to taking those medications and instructions for how to get off them if you're on them. They have their uses. I mean, there are certainly people with very severe depression that do well on antidepressant drugs, but even then I would use them for a limited period, say up to a year, and then find ways to maintain improvement in other ways. And I think that there's an awful lot of discontent in our society, as well as a lot of unreasonable cultural expectations that we're given, you know, and this is going to become really strong as the holidays approach, that we are supposed to be happy all the time. And that's just not the way human beings are. So I think coming to terms with our moods and learning simple strategies for maintaining that emotional sea level are very important. And there's just a lot of useful information that most people don't know.
Right. And a lot of that is in your book. In fact, I had my whole team read the book and then we discussed it. And it's really food for thought. So thank you very much for publishing this. And tell us a little bit more about the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. I mentioned earlier that I'm a huge fan also of your research director, Dr. Esther Sternberg, who was our Entrepreneur of the Month in June 2012. And we were talking about the business of healing yourself. And I'll tell you, that was our most popular issue. People
center
really.
In 1994, it's now a center of excellence in the College of Medicine at the University of Arizona. We our major focus has been education. We train physicians, nurse practitioners, medical residents, medical students in integrative medicine, which is this new system that incorporates alternative medicine, natural therapies with standard medicine. And we've now graduated over 1,000 physicians from very intensive two-year trainings. In addition, we operate an integrative medicine clinic in Phoenix, primary care clinic that's delivering this kind of medicine to increasing numbers of patients. We have active research, which Esther Sternberg is conducting and directing. And I would say we're the leading center in the world for training people in this new system, which I very firmly believe is the future of healthcare.
Yes, and I've thought so forever. I've been following you, as I said. I think that you absolutely have the answer. And you've also written this book called True Food, which is a cookbook, seasonal, sustainable, simple, and pure. And you have a whole bunch of 6 restaurants, and you're planning to open more called the True Food Kitchens.
This is based on my philosophy of an anti-inflammatory diet. And actually, that figures prominently in the book Spontaneous Happiness, because there is evidence that uncontrolled inflammation in the body, which is the root of many chronic diseases, also is correlated with depression. And therefore, following an anti-inflammatory diet is a very good strategy for both preventing and treating depression. And this is a way of eating based on the Mediterranean diet. I've added Asian influences to it. It in no way deprives you of pleasure. And I think the success of these True Food Kitchen restaurants shows that people love this kind of food, and the cookbook gives many recipes that are based on this philosophy.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite recipes?
Well, there's a kale salad that is one of the most popular. This is a traditional Italian dish, actually. There's also a vegan curried cauliflower soup that I invented, which is terrific hot or cold. I have a lot of favorite recipes in there.
Which one do you make most often?
Well, I make that curry cauliflower soup. There's some simple broiled salmon recipes that are in it. And the kale salad I make a lot.
Yeah. And you also have chocolate pudding and French bean salad with vegetarian Caesar dressing, Greek salad, salmon cassou, seafood fideo. It's delicious. And I'm excited to be reviewing this book also for our food column in the December issue. Let's talk a little bit about Let's talk a little bit about the adventure, getting into the restaurant business. You say it began in 2007 when your business partner, Richard Baxter, arranged a meeting with third-generation restaurateur Sam Fox. So tell us how that all came to pass.
Sure. I'm a very good home cook, and I've developed my skills over the years, and I make very good food. I've invented a lot of recipes, and many people over the years have said you ought to open a restaurant. I was smart enough to know that I knew nothing about the restaurant business and that looks like a very tough business. So I had a chance to meet a very successful restaurateur, Sam Fox. I told him that I thought nobody had tried to bring together the worlds of good nutrition and fine dining, and I proposed this concept to him. He didn't get it. He said health food doesn't sell, and I think he thought I was just talking about tofu and sprouts. So I invited him and his wife to my house. I cooked for them. He liked the food, and his wheels began turning, and he said he was willing to give it a try, but was very skeptical. And he found a chef in one of his restaurants, Michael Stebner, who I've been able to work with very well. We created these menus. The first restaurant opened in Phoenix. It was wildly successful from day one. We now have 6. There's a 7th opening in Dallas next month. And, pretty soon I think we'll have restaurants in many locations in the country.
Is that your goal, to have them
all
across?
Very gratifying. It's been a lot of fun. I get to do all the fun part without any of the headaches of the restaurant business.
Yeah, and it is a hard business for sure. So what else is on the horizon for you? What other books are you working on?
I'm actually doing a second cookbook now because there was a lot of demand from people for really simple, quick recipes. You know, I just constantly hear that people don't have time to cook, that it's intimidating, it's too hard. It's ironic that sales of cookbooks that are at an all-time high, and more people are watching food shows, cooking shows on TV than ever, and at the same time, fewer people are cooking than ever. So it seems as if cooking has become entertainment more than something you actually do. So I want to compile a book that gives recipes that can be made in 30 minutes or less, and that also conform to the principles of the anti-inflammatory diet. So it's true food, quick and easy.
Oh, very good. So, last question for you before we let you go is, what is the overriding message you want people to take away, not just from these books, but from all your work in general?
That lifestyle factors under your control are the major determinants of health, how you age, how you move through the world, your moods, and that just learning some of these simple principles of how to eat, how to move your body, how to get proper rest and sleep, how to reduce the harmful effects of stress. If you put these into practice, you can save yourself a lot of trouble and money and visits to doctors, and you can go through life in a state of good health, both physical and mental.
Oh, I love that. I love that idea, and I absolutely love your work. I can't thank you enough for being here on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show and being our star of the month for the December 2013 issue of Be Incandescent Magazine.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again for sharing your insights on today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show. For more information on Dr. Weil's book, visit www.spontaneoushappiness.com. And find all kinds of great information on www.drweil.com. That's drweil.com. We thank you again for taking the time to listen to the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs, online at www.incandescentradio.com. We'll look forward to talking to you soon. Have a delicious day. So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.